So this is all about control. Everybody knows it. It's completely and totally predatory. This is the designed, managed decline of civilization. And I know as listeners, you know that, but the general public still doesn't understand that the globalists believe a major crash and major wars coming. So in their methodology, they want to trigger smaller wars and controlled crashes. That's their argument for tyranny, so that they control the booms and busts and, of course, consolidate power and make themselves fabulously rich. But in the final equation, it's about cutting off resources to humans to starve us to death. All over the Western world, they're shutting down 10, 20, 30% of the farms each year. Within 5 or 6 years, there'll basically be no farms. But don't worry, they've got the bug factories, the big bug warehouses where they raise the bug protein coming online. So it won't matter if you want beef. It won't matter if you refuse the bugs. In their system, you'll have to eat the bugs because that's all that's going to be available. Total dystopia. And remember, that's what the lockdowns were about. Getting you used to dystopia, getting you used to not being able to leave your house, getting you used to doing things that are classical tyranny. That's why they're building all the emergency COVID camps around the world. They're expanding as we speak, getting ready for the next disease they're going to release. And the UN's been openly bragging about that. So there's many angles to this, but it's all part of the larger shutting down of industrial society to carry out depopulation. The globalists will be exempt. We, the people, will be total slaves. Everybody's asking, will the U.S. default on the national debt? Will the bond market crash? Will Moody's downgrade the United States? Will we officially become Mexico or Venezuela or worse? And the answer is no. That's not going to happen next week. I do not believe they're going to default the national debt. They're going to jack it back up. The Democrats are asking for a huge number. The Republicans are asking for another giant number, but not as big. But make no mistake, both parties have gone along with increasing the national debt massively. In fact, Trump, one of the things he did that was wrong was basically go along with this. But in the last 2.5 years of Biden, they have printed more than half the money ever printed or ever issued in the history of the United States. So it accelerated, obviously, the last 30 years, got incredibly bad under Obama, got bad under Trump, continued acceleration, and it's just gone off the deep end since then. And all around the world, coordinated central banks are all devaluing their currencies. And in the short term, using it to buy up all the infrastructure, all the intellectual property, the media, and basically give unlimited funding to their woke cult. But I do not believe that they will default now. They are just training us and getting us ready for this into the future, but they're not quite ready to roll out their central bank digital currencies. They're still testing them in China. They're still testing them in places like Italy. They're starting to roll them out. It's all part of the universal basic income, social credit score, control grid. But yes, we're very, very close. If you go to basically most restaurants, most shops, particularly in large cities or even mid-sized towns, they'll tell you, sorry, credit card only, and all the regular checkout lanes will be shut down that are human checkout lanes, and it's all self-serve, and they have signs up saying, hey, sorry, you can't use cash. I was in 2 different drugstores yesterday because I was trying to use cash just as a means of fighting the globalists, just at the micro level, and both of them, both a Vons and a CVS, would not take cash. And I had to call a manager over, make them open up a lane, and make them take the cash. And he said, in the future, they will not be doing that. So I better get used to it. So this is all about control. Everybody knows it. It's completely and totally predatory. This is the designed, managed decline of civilization. And I know as listeners, you know that, but the general public still doesn't understand that the globalists believe a major crash and major wars coming. So in their methodology, they want to trigger smaller wars and controlled crashes. That's their argument for tyranny, so that they control the booms and busts and, of course, consolidate power and make themselves fabulously rich. But in the final equation, it's about cutting off resources to humans to starve us to death. All over the Western world, they're shutting down 10, 20, 30% of the farms each year. Within 5 or 6 years, there'll basically be no farms. But don't worry, they've got the bug factories, the big bug warehouses where they raise the bug protein coming online. So it won't matter if you want beef. It won't matter if you refuse the bugs. In their system, you'll have to eat the bugs because that's all that's going to be available. Total dystopia. And remember, that's what the lockdowns were about. Getting you used to dystopia, getting you used to not being able to leave your house, getting you used to doing things that are classical tyranny. That's why they're building all the emergency COVID camps around the world. They're expanding as we speak, getting ready for the next disease they're going to release. And the UN's been openly bragging about that. So there's many angles to this, but it's all part of the larger shutting down of industrial society to carry out depopulation. The globalists will be exempt. We, the people, will be total slaves. Look at Ireland. They've now introduced legislation to outright ban all private air travel, saying it's bad for the earth. And then only commercial planes will be able to operate. You'll pay a large carbon tax. They're taking everything away. And until people realize it's being done by increments, we cannot stop it. But once people realize it's being done by successful approximation, we can become aware of it and struggle to fight the thousands of different ways they're attacking us. But each one of those little attacks combines into a larger attack. Only full awareness of this can set us free. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.